Good morning and welcome to this online celebration of Holy Communion on the first Sunday in Lent. Lent is a penitential season when we make a special effort to think very seriously about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Whoever you are and wherever you come from, we welcome you. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Hymn 207, 40 days and 40 nights, thou wast fasting in the wild. Almighty God,
Almighty God,
to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people and take them to heart. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
You shall not make for yourself any idol.
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
You shall not dishonor the name of the Lord your God.
You shall worship him with reverence and awe.
Remember the Lord's day and keep it holy.
Christ is risen from the dead. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth.
Lord,
have mercy on us
and write these your laws in our hearts. Honor your father and your mother.
Live as servants of God. Honor all people. Love your brothers and sisters in Christ.
You shall not commit murder.
Be reconciled to your brother and sister. Overcome evil with good.
You shall not commit adultery.
Know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
You shall not steal.
Be honest in all that you do and care for those in need.
You shall not be a false witness.
Let everyone speak the truth.
You shall not covet anything which belongs to your neighbour.
Remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Love your neighbour as yourself, for love is the fulfilling of the law.
Lord,
have mercy on us and write all these your laws in our hearts.
In the wilderness we find your grace. You love us with an everlasting love. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
There is none but you to uphold our cause. Our sin cries out and our guilt is great. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Restore us, and we shall know your joy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit, and as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may receive from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 9, beginning at verse 8. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth. I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed for this morning is number 25, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust.
Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Let none who look to you be put to shame.
But let the treacherous be shamed and frustrated.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
And teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me.
For you are the God of my salvation. For you have I hoped all the day long.
Remember, Lord, your compassion and love.
For they are from everlasting.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions.
But think on me in your goodness, O Lord, according to your steadfast love.
Gracious and upright is the Lord.
Therefore shall he teach sinners in the way.
He will guide the humble in doing right.
And teach his way to the lowly.
All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth.
To those who keep his covenant and his testimony.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The epistle is from the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 3, beginning at verse 18. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight people, were saved through water, and baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with the angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn from Thanks and Praise, number 78, Jesus Tempted in the Desert.
Close your heart.
Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Mark, chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. Days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In 1949, William Faulkner won the Nobel Prize in Literature, and the Nobel folks threw a banquet for him. Faulkner gave a rare speech lasting almost 3 minutes, and he spoke about the problem of the human heart in conflict with itself, and how exploring those conflicts alone makes good writing. One sentence from that speech has rung repeatedly in my mind. Humanity, he said, would not merely endure, but prevail. Humanity would not merely endure, but prevail. When I think about what makes a good life, I think of prevailing, not merely enduring. Much of human experience can seem as simply existing, not living, as getting by, not growing, as surviving, not being purposeful. Think of the routine, maybe the ruts we can find ourselves in. Sleep, work, eat, TV, sleep, work, eat, TV, again and again. We might call it a grind, and perhaps we say there has to be more than this. Enduring or prevailing, existing or living, at the core of a good life is a positive sense of identity and purpose, clarity about who you are and why you are here. Today's Gospel shows us the foundation of our identity and of our purpose. In these 6 verses, St. Mark sets forth the fundamentals about following Jesus. Identity. Think of how we're often valued, how part of us is always wondering about each other's professional success, where we stand, and how, no matter the number of successes we've had, they're never enough. We often treat each other according to career status, fitting people into a dog-like pack hierarchy, sniffing each other, seeing who belongs. Success is a common way people try to have a sense of importance and of belonging. We know that success influences how others treat us. What do you do? Who hasn't answered that question and at times received a warm smile and at other times perhaps a cold shoulder? What we do may determine whether we're embraced or abandoned. Everyone has experienced rejection and loneliness, and we fear it. Our drive for achievement is often a way we try to escape loneliness, try to inoculate ourselves from it. A spiritually healthy church helps us to address loneliness. It creates a community that operates on different gospel values that encourages different behaviors. It starts with the truth that every one of us matters to God, that every one of us is important and precious, that every one of us makes difference to God. That isn't achieved. It simply is. We can be extremely successful, extremely smart, extremely attractive, but inside wondering, why don't I feel more fulfilled? Why don't I feel more connected to other people? Why do I find myself trying to be different than as I really am? God tells us that we can find true life and our true selves in Jesus Christ. Prevailing, not merely enduring, comes from seeing ourselves not as defined by success, but by our relationship with God. St. Paul writes to his fellow Christians in Rome, "You have received the spirit of sonship. We are children of God." And today's gospel shows us the truth about our relationship with God. "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." In our baptism, at communion, in our prayer, in loving other people, we become one with Jesus Christ. And so each of us is God's beloved child in whom he delights. There is nothing more important to trust than that you are a beloved child of God. Absolutely nothing. Again, in today's gospel, Jesus responded to John's call to repent and be baptized. And in the moment of baptism, Jesus had an experience of the heavens opening, the Spirit coming upon him, and God calling him his beloved Son. Jesus had this experience, revealing his identity as God's beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit descended gently as a dove and then drove Jesus into the wilderness. There's a complexity here, gentleness, a dove of peace, but compelling Jesus to face danger, to battle Satan. The Holy Spirit is disruptive. The Spirit led Jesus in a new direction, along a difficult path, full of challenges and difficulties. For us too, when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, Jesus changes our lives, takes us in a different direction. For those of us who are Christians, the primary story that defines us is not the story of our career or our family or our social group or anything else, important as they are, but the primary story is the story of Jesus. Repentance takes us back to that story. It's switching the story we see for ourselves to his story. It's seeing him living in us. It's reimagining, reinventing ourselves. It changes our lives. New things are possible. Things can be different. Imagine yourself as Jesus in the wilderness. It's not that hard. we all know about being in the wilderness. Sometimes it's a metaphor for life. The wilderness is a place of struggle and learning and loneliness. We know what it is like to be tempted by Satan, to turn from God, and to find purpose and success in the wrong places. We know that there are wild beasts out there. We've encountered them. And we also know the relief and strength received from angels who have propped us up and helped us and cared for us. When Jesus returned from the wilderness, renewed and inspired from his difficult experience, he began to preach, "The time is now. The kingdom of God has come here and now. Accept this good news and change your life." It is the heart of Jesus' message. The kingdom of God is not a place. It's not heaven where souls go after death. It means the world being put right. It means God is ruling. So if we're open to it, the kingdom of God comes and shapes our hearts. When God rules in our hearts, love characterizes all relationships, all acts, all attitudes. It's a rule distinguished not by status, dominance, aggression, and power, but by freedom, peace, cooperation, and trust. It's rule expressed in meekness, humility, generosity, charity, and patience. Jesus says, "The kingdom is breaking in," and we pray, "Thy kingdom come." It's not entirely here, but it's starting to appear. The kingdom of God breaks in as we move from focusing on what do you do, where do you holiday, where do you go to school, who do you know, to what makes you feel loved, what do you regret, how do you communicate with God, what do you give thanks for. In the kingdom, we move beyond superficiality to what really matters. It's about going deeper to what's universal and not exclusive. For Christians, instead of what do? The deeper question is, what do you do with what you have been given? What do you do? What do we do with our time, our talents, our treasure? What do we do with our opportunities, our enthusiasms, our friendships, our creativity, our talents? These are questions of purpose. Lent is a time to renew our sense of purpose, and reflecting on the kingdom of God, praying for it to come, we can ask ourselves, how am I involved in making God's rule present here and now? Pray, God help me make your kingdom known and present. I want to be part of that. We find our purpose in God's rule, in our relationship to his kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. The other theme, identity, how we think of ourselves, the most important part, is not our profession or our roles as spouse, parent, child, boss, subordinate, neighbor, friend. All important and potentially life-changing, but none of those is the most important part of our identity. Rather, it's our relationship with God. Our relationship with God. Imagine how you feel about someone you love, someone who brightens your day. Parents take pleasure in watching their child play on a playground or simply watching their child sleep. A spouse or friend takes delight in watching their beloved read or sing or pray or smile or walk down the street. Think of a moment when your love for someone has taken your breath away. Recall the feeling of brightness, of a heart leaping, when we are reunited with a loved one. God takes the same pleasure in you, in each one of us. The core of our identity is God telling each of us, "You are my beloved child in whom I delight." From that comes a life not merely of enduring, but of prevailing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God.
The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, the wilderness is a lonely and frightening place. It's more comfortable for us in your church to huddle together, supporting each other, than to go into the desert of secular life. As you have given the message of hope and comfort to your people in all ages, inspire the church with zeal to proclaim the gospel of Christ. We pray for this diocese and for David, our bishop. We pray for this group of parishes, and following our diocesan cycle of prayer, we pray for the parish of St. Dorothea's, Gilnahirk. We pray for John, our archbishop and metropolitan, and the other church leaders. God of silent places, give us the courage to risk the loneliness of the worldly desert, that your church may grow strong through its wilderness experience in the midst of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of creation, we pray for a world that continues to grapple with a relentless virus. And we give thanks for the light beginning to emerge at the end of a long and deadly tunnel. Bless Elizabeth, our Queen, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Brandon Lewis, and the government. The First Minister, Arlene Foster, Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill, and the Executive. Also President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar, and the government in the Republic. Give all in positions of responsibility your wisdom in making decisions that affect the lives and futures of others. As vaccines are at last becoming available for COVID-19, and as people are inoculated around the globe, we offer thanks for all whose tireless labours have brought us to this day. Technicians, scientists, medical personnel, biotech companies and government agencies which have worked together to find a cure that will restore communities to wholeness and well-being. May we live in the Spirit of Christ for one another and for our world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of our relationships, during this lockdown, those who live in families sometimes long for the solitude of the desert, while those who live alone sometimes long for the closeness of a family. All-seeing God, we are able to see only through a glass darkly, so that our visions contain only a grain of truth. Help us to accept our situations as Jesus accepted the wilderness, and to learn to love wherever we are. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of all healing, for some, life is like an eternal Lent with no Easter at the end. Those who endure a progressive illness find it hard to look forward to much resurrection in their health. Yet you too knew suffering in the desert and on the cross, without any assurance that your trials would end in glory. And because you endured, we know that all our trials will end in glory, whatever form that glory might take. We pray for all whose lives are presently in a Lenten period, especially all who suffer from coronavirus. In hospital, we continue to remember Isaac Harrison. We think too of all who have died. We think especially of David McElderry, organ builder and tuner, who tended to the organ of Annahilt Parish Church over many years. And we remember Alistair MacLay, brother of our Bishop David. And all who mourn the loss of both of these men. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember and give thanks for those who have fulfilled their work on earth and entered into rest. Grant them eternal life through the cross that was borne for them. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We do not presume
to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. But you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
From Thanks and Praise, hymn 157, we pray thee, Heavenly Father, to hear us in thy love.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us.
He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin.
Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life.
At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.
Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and singing. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words.
Amen. 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 Amen.
The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread.
Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Lord God, you renew us with the living bread from heaven. Nourish our faith, increase our hope, strengthen our love, and enable us to live by every word that proceeds from out of your mouth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God,
we thank you
for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, and take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Hymn 599. Take up thy cross, the Saviour said. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ, amen.
thank you for being with us and sharing in this service this morning. Sunday next is the second Sunday in Lent. There will be an online service of morning prayer from 10 o'clock. And again, a reminder that the Register of Vestry Persons, that is the register of those eligible to stand and or vote for office in the Easter General Vestry meeting. It's now open for revision if you are aged 18 years and over and subscribe to church funds and have not previously registered. You may do so by signing the appropriate form. This may be located on our parish website and can be returned either by email to the respective secretaries, to the select vestries in the parish, Colin Hassert in Annahilt or Abbey Stanford in Barraham.